Jesus says, you are the light of the world. So let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who's in heaven. Matthew chapter 5. This week we continue to hear from our Lord who's teaching us as he sits upon the beautiful hill right outside, right next to the Sea of Galilee, and he's delivering his sermon called the Sermon on the Mount, recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And last week he taught us about those who are blessed in the kingdom of heaven, those who are poor in spirit, those who spiritually have nothing to stand on, nothing to offer, nothing of their own they claim but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Those who are poor in spirit are blessed because everything depends on Christ. Like an infant in the arms of their mother, they depend on them for every good thing. You see, everything hangs on Christ and upon his cross. Everything depends on him. For Jesus Christ alone is our life and the light of our world. And in him, there is no darkness at all, as the kids beautifully sang. He's the light of our lives. He's the light of our world. He's the light of the entire cosmos. Jesus Christ is the light. You and me, the scriptures say that we were all once darkness. All of us were dead in the trespasses and sins in which we once walked. We followed the passions of our own sinful flesh. We carried out sinful desires of both our body and our mind. Each one of us on our own is darkness. But the light of the world, Jesus Christ, came to you. His word found its way into your heart and into your soul, all by God's grace. His light shone into your heart, all by God's own doing. He called you out of your darkness and pulled you in to his marvelous light, all by God's grace. He made you a child of God, a son or a daughter of the King, the light of the world. That's who Jesus says you are. You are the light of the world because you are Christ. Jesus doesn't say those who work really, really hard are the light of the world. He doesn't say those who get their life together and get everything figured out and perfect are the lights of the world. No, Jesus simply states a fact. This is gospel. You are the light of the world. This is who you are because of who he is. He is the light. And now in him, you have been made the light of the world too. Don't let the devil tell you any differently. You are the light. Jesus doesn't say you should be the light. That would be law. He doesn't say you have to be the light, so come on, people. That would be the law. Both are whispers of the devil luring you into believing that you are not what Jesus has said you are, that you are not the light. Get out of here, devil. Jesus has said, promise you, you are the light of the world, and so I am. We are because he has said so. And we must not doubt Jesus at his word. No, we don't deserve to be called the lights of the world. Yes, our sins are always before us. And of course, we all still struggle with our own darkness and our own temptations. Yet Jesus has promised you, in spite of all of that, you are the light of the world. For God has sent his one and only Son into your darkness, and just as light does every time it encounters darkness, it overcomes, it endures, It wins. Think of in your home the darkest closet you have. Once you open the door, if there's any light in the room, it rushes into the closet. Light always overcomes. It doesn't work the other way. The darkness from the closet doesn't make the room darker. Light always endures. And so Jesus, who is the light of the world, he is shown into your life. The one who says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. You are the light of the world because Jesus says you are. So do not doubt for one moment who you are in Jesus. Don't believe for one instant that you are not the light. You are, all by God's grace, all by the Lord's own doing. He has made you so. So therefore, Jesus says, let your light shine before others. The light that he has given to you. The light of God's grace and mercy and forgiveness and love and unending compassion. Let it shine before others. Don't hide it. Jesus teaches us, no one lights a lamp and then covers it up with a 2-gallon bucket. No, they put it up on a lampstand so that it gives light to all who are in the house. So how do I do that? It's Jesus teaching us. How do I shine the light? I've been looking forward all week to saying this to a room full of Lutherans. By doing good works. Yes. By doing good works. By loving and caring for one another. For Jesus says, in this way, let your light shine before men, in order that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who's in heaven. You can't be the light of the world and not do good works. It's impossible. That's not a thing. It's like salt that's lost its saltiness. Did you know salt can never lose its saltiness? It always endures. It always remains salt. No matter what it interacts with, it always remains salt. Salt that's lost its saltiness isn't a thing. It's not even impossible. That's not possible. Just like a dark closet that makes a room dark when you open it with the light, that's not a thing. That doesn't happen. That's impossible. So it is those who are lights in the world. To not do good works, it's not even a thing. That's impossible. You can't be the light of the world and not do good works. James puts it this way. He says, in his epistles, show me your faith without works. If a brother or sister is lacking food or poorly clothed, and you say, I wish you the best, I have my faith, without giving them what they need, what good is that? So also faith without works is dead. It's not a thing. It can't be. You are the light of the world. By God's grace, therefore let your light shine, the law. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine. We don't do good works to earn our way to heaven, certainly not. That's been taken care of by Christ on the cross. But we do good works so that others would be cared for. And we don't do it so that they praise us. No, we do it so that they would see our good works and glorify our Father who's in heaven. Good works are done for the sake of the other person. The lamp is put on the lampstand to give light to all who are in the house. Believe Christ at his word. He says who you are. You are the light. You bring life and light. You bring joy and peace and grace to the world around you. So let it shine. Don't hide it. Don't cover it up. Don't back away from the opportunities to be the light that others need in our community. Lord grants us all 1,000 opportunities every day to let his light shine in our own homes, in our own family, in our community, and in our own world. The light shines forth every time a young mother changes her baby's diaper. When a farmer plants the seed, the rancher throws out the hay. When a lawyer takes up a case and the teacher patiently teaches. When a nurse provides a healing touch and the counselor a listening ear. When the father teaches his child about courage and honesty, how to hunt and fish and how to pray. In all these ways, others are helped. Your own children, your own grandchildren. In your own home, you clothe the naked. You give food to the hungry. You give a home to the homeless. Without you, parents, your kids would be naked, starving, and homeless. You take care of them every day. You are shining the light of the world, but it doesn't just stop there. It also goes out into our world and into our community. The stranger we welcome, the naked we clothe, the homeless we house, and the hungry we feed, because they are our brothers and sisters in Christ, made in the image of God. You are the light of the world. God does not need you, Luther once said, but your neighbor does. The ones whom the Lord's placed around you, they need your light to shine upon them. You don't have to look very far to see someone who could use a little bit more light in their lives. Maybe they're homeless. Maybe they're just homesick, or maybe they're homebound, or maybe they live in your home and they're hurting. Maybe you see someone who's hungry for food or for conversation, for someone to simply acknowledge who they are, to look them in the eyes and say, "How are you doing today?" Maybe they're hurting. Emotionally, physically, mentally, or spiritually. Maybe they have questions, fears, doubts, struggles, addictions, just like you. Their own darkness that they can't overcome, just like you can't. They need the light of the world. They need Christ. There's a document found from the 100s that we've recently uncovered. It was written by a man called Athenagoras. Not a fan of the name, but he tells us how the early church, the first Christians, were lights in the world. I found it pretty interesting. He writes this: "The difference between Christians and the rest of mankind, it's not a matter of nationality or language or customs. Christians don't live in separate cities. They don't speak special dialects or do special customs. They pass their lives in whatever town they're in, and they conform to the ordinary local usage and clothing and diet and other habits. But nevertheless, they are lights in our world. For example, though they are residents at home in their country, they behave more like they're pilgrims. And though destiny has placed them here in the flesh, they don't live after the flesh. Their days are passed on earth, but they claim their citizenship is in heaven. They obey the prescribed laws of the land, but in their own private lives, they transcend the laws, for they show love to all people. And yet they are persecuted and slandered. They are, of all people, most misunderstood and condemned. And when they suffer death for it, they proclaim that they have everlasting life in a man who died. They are poor, yet make many rich. They lack all things, yet claim to have everything in abundance. They are cursed, yet they respond with blessing. They are abused, yet reply with courtesy. And for the good that they do in our world, they suffer stripes as evildoers. In all these things, they are lights in our world." You are the light that your neighbor needs. Jesus has made you the light of the world by his grace alone, by virtue of your baptism. It's why we put the candle right by the font. In your baptism, you receive the light of Christ. In him, you are the light of the world. Don't let the devil tell you any differently. So let that light shine back in your home, to your spouse and to your children who need it. Let it shine in our community, in the organizations, at your workplace that you take part in. Let it shine between one another so that others may see, so the light can help them in their desperate need, so that they would glorify the Father who is in heaven. Amen.